And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, flesh is weak. Hello everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Monday night Bible teaching. Pastor Fred, if he's here, I haven't been in contact with him. So let me see if Pastor Fred is here. Hello, Pastor Fred.
Hello, John. It'll be prayer tonight. Tonight we'll be praying.
Good. Good. Yeah, I've been sick, Pastor Fred, so I was just going to keep the show open for an hour. I talked to my daughter, Rachel, today for, it was quite a while. And I was winded after talking to her.
Yeah, no, so that's right. I think we need to pray because of the situations that happened over the weekend in this country and across the world.
Well, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, did you see the smirk on the face of that president from Ukraine?
Yes.
That was demonic. Did you see the way he was dressed?
Yes. Yes. Very disrespectful. Trump told him when he comes back, he has to be wearing a suit and tie.
Well, even when he came in the first time, he mentioned to the press about the clothing. But it was it was worse than that. It was, we don't realize fully. There's this little punk country, but the Lord uses, the devil does too. If you look at how wars start, he could easily, very easily put us into a serious war.
Well, Trump told him, you know, you want to start World War III?
Yeah.
He told him that.
I'm reading from Psalm 55, I believe it is. 55. Because they have no, he hath put forth, verse 20, he hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. War was in his heart. He's willing to, and we don't realize that this little punk, from a tiny little country. Now, okay, I mean, he acted as if he was the devil, ready to put the whole world together in a fight. And we need to pray against that.
Apparently, Pastor Fred, what had happened, this was all worked out beforehand, all worked out. And he did this on purpose. He did this on purpose to try and... break Trump, try and get the whole world to turn against Trump in America.
Well, that's obviously, yeah. To me, I sensed it was something very spiritually bad.
Yes.
And we should pray for the situation, because we don't know how easily it can slip the wrong way into a situation just like World War I and World War II. And that's why I wanted to pray, basically. We'll spend some time on that.
Well, Fred, I believe I heard something from the Lord. And I can't be sure. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Take me a little bit to get to it. I might get too winded to finish it. But World War I started when Russia invaded Germany. Germany did not start World War I. Russia did. You can take that to the bank. Every last penny, if you're a betting person, you could put it down on it. Germany did not start World War I. Russia did. As a result of World War I, we ended up with communism and Nazism. Right, Fred?
Absolutely right.
And your native country there, Estonia, I mean, was devastated by World War II and all of that, right?
That's right. My relatives were killed. My family was decimated, and they lost so much.
And your family had to leave and go to Australia.
Right. My father did. The others stayed. They were Christians. They felt they had the responsibility for their people.
Okay, and then World War II started where? Poland, East Europe, again.
Right, that's right next door.
Yes. All right, and then after World War II, what do we end up with? The Cold War, communism. You know, trying to take over the world. How many people died after World War II? China, look at China and everything there. I mean, the world, it started in Europe, World War I and World War II, and look how it expanded all over the world, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and just from small nations.
All right. This is what I think I heard from the Lord. World War I, communism, Nazism. World War II, communism worldwide. World War III in Europe, the Antichrist.
Wow. And you could be, not only could be, It's quite very possible. And that's why we're wanting to pray to, for the Lord's given us a reprieve. I believe Trump saw, the Lord has given him wisdom to see what was happening, because he'd broken the covenant, the promise to sign the deal three times, at once with the Secretary of State, once with the Secretary of Treasury or whatever he was, and then now he was in the White House and he broke it the third time. It was all a device of the enemy that is hating what the Lord has given us for the next 3 or 4 years, and that is the reprieve. And
right. Exactly right. So the devil wanted to get Biden in there to initiate World War III.
Right. Yeah.
With Russia. He wanted to bring Russia down, but it could bring the whole world down with it. So God said, no, it's not his time yet.
Right. It's not the timing. He was trying to beat the timing of the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
The enemy does it all the time. But we know where it's headed. I mean, I believe you're right in what you sensed.
I don't think
people realize. Huh?
I just got that like yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know God's people realize the way in which the Lord is protecting us in this, but how dangerously close this whole thing is and what it could lead to in the next 3 or 4 years.
It's dangerously close to, like, the election. You know, so much was hinged on the election, and then they tried to assassinate Trump, but he was elected. And then this here now with Zelensky, this is dangerously close. But Fred, did you see what Canada today, with the Canadian, she's apparently going to be the new Prime Minister of Canada?
No, what, who was this?
Yeah, let me get it. Her name is prospective Canadian Prime Minister and nutcase, Christina Freeland. Promises to build a nuclear deterrence to protect Canada from the U.S.
Oh dear.
The nations have gone mad.
Yeah.
They've gone mad.
Well, that one. Yeah. Yes, they have. They have. And the other thing that's telling me that things are so close is, what's the scripture that says, look at the fig tree and all the trees. What is that?
That's passage? From Matthew. That's from Matthew 24.
Well, that's happening right now. Every nation wants its own thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. They've gone insane. I heard the British Prime Minister said they're going to send the British army to the Ukraine to defend the Ukraine. The Britons don't have an army.
They couldn't fill any stadium. They'd have to have the French come and help them fill a stadium if they had to.
The British sold their army out. The liberals sold it out. They don't have an army.
Yeah. So the enemy is, you know, about to play games. And the Lord has given to us somebody to give us a reprieve. You and I know, and we and that's why we're praying.
Yeah, and we should thank the Lord every day for this reprieve. And I believe in this reprieve is coming the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. He's going to give grace to us. So, Father, I pray for John. Pray for this. What is it, John? Is it in the chest or in the nasal, in the nasal cavities, or what?
Fred, it's the first time, and I can't tell you how long. Nancy says it's the first time she's ever heard of me having a fever.
I know. This is also a remarkable moment.
So my fever went to 101. which isn't high by, but for me, I don't get them. It was high. And anyways, it's in my sinuses, and a tremendous sore throat. Now, it's eased up now, the sore throat. And it was desperately trying to get into my chest. I could tell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I have ivermectin. I'm taking the ivermectin. I'm taking high doses of vitamin C about every hour. High doses of vitamin D3 once an hour. And so that's basically what I've been fighting this thing with.
Olive oil in your throat then saline solution up your nose.
Yes, I have a nebulizer.
Good.
And I've been gargling with a light dose of hydrogen peroxide.
Exactly. Beautiful. Okay, so you're doing all the right things. Heavenly Father, we pray that this infection will dry up and that all the ways in which John has been taught to care for himself. We rebuke the enemy and tell him to leave. He has no place. Tell him to look at the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on this in John, and may he hear the songs of joy that come out of his heart and out of his mouth. Thank you for Nancy. Thank you for John, Lord. Thank you for the way in which you have protected the ministry, the pastors across the globe, the brochures going out, the books, the teaching. We thank you, Father. We thank you all for all those things. Thank you for the way in which you have protected our president and vice president. Thank you for the cabinet that he has chosen. Lord, we do not trust in man, we trust in God. And yet, as we trust in God, we worship God. We worship because we trust. We thank you, Father. And then we rest in you, Lord. But rest means warfare at times. And we stand against the power of the enemy. And we rebuke that which happened in the White House. And we break down those powers of darkness that have come against peace and against the world, against God's people, and against you, Lord, trying to do things before their time. We know you have a season. We know that you have a time. And we believe that this is the season of reprieve for this nation to bring forth the power of the Holy Spirit in a remarkable way, in ways which we have never seen or known or heard. And we thank you for that. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the ministry that Abba Father's Fellowship across the world is able to bring to people, the poor, and those who are downhearted, those who are brokenhearted, and those who need health, Lord, both in body, soul, and spirit. You're doing it with all classes, with all colors, and with all rich and poor. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for Abba Father's Fellowship. We thank you for those who pray. We thank you for those who hold up the ministry. And Father, we ask for your special blessing upon John now, for this illness that has come upon him, that he do everything that you tell him to, and that he not be debilitated in any way, shape, or form. For Lord, he's not getting any younger, and he performs day and night. He meditates upon your word. He receives words from you, which we so desperately need in this day and age. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, and we lift up your name, even in these situations, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Sister Kathy. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Good evening, Chaplain. So good to have you back.
Oh, glad to be back with the gang. With the gang.
Yes, the gang's all here.
Now I have my thermos full of water.
All right.
I'm showing everybody the thermos. And I put water in it and ice cubes, so it's nice and cold.
All right.
That kind of soothes, to me, it soothes the throat.
Yeah, and I know you've got honey, and we'll probably drink some lemon honey water before you go to bed.
Well, that's, yes, you're right. And I did, that honey is really good to take. It really is.
Yep.
And it's exactly what I did when that throat started to, like, really ache.
Mm-hmm.
I made a cup of tea, let it cool down a little, put honey in it, and it did soothe it.
Awesome.
Bacteria can't live in honey.
No, no. It's 100% bacteria eliminator.
Yes, it is. Okay. Sister Kathy, if you would lead us in prayer.
I'll go. Thank you. First of all, on Flashpoint tonight, there was a great, amazing expose upon what took place there at that Zelensky showdown disaster. And they said the people that commented are so proud of Trump because he played Zelensky like a violin. He came there thinking he was just going to shake us down and, you know, just us roll over. But there is if you can look at the archives, it is just mind-bending about what all took place on that one-hour showdown. So, Lord, I just thank you so much for protocol, and I thank you for just the fact that America is upending the downward descent of what our nation has plummeted to. And we just thank you that so many people have called this a disaster for Trump and Vance, but it wasn't. They're likening it to with Reagan firing the people in the FFA that were not supposed to strike, but they did. He fired them all. And that set up everything for the next 4 years, they said. And that is what this has done. And it's getting attention worldwide. So I thank you for that. We are so close to being in a World War III, but God, here we are. And we're doing all we can do by praying, pleading, petitioning, supplicating, and laying before your throne with just honor and gratitude and thanksgiving. Lord, I just thank you for all you've done, all you're doing, all you have planned for America. There will be a last awakening in America. There will be a renewal, and it's breaking out now on college campuses around the nation. It is awesome, and we thank you for that. I thank you for Times Square Church's program for a billion souls, and they're taking the steps to teach people evangelism, to teach soul winning, a word that he said has just gone by the wayside until now. And so we're just claiming that word again as necessary in the vocabulary for a Christian. Each one, reach one, and 1 billion starts with one. And if everyone does win one, the world will be saved. But Lord, at least if people don't accept you, they won't be able to say they didn't have an opportunity, that no church tried to help them, that nobody told them about Jesus. It will be an absolute lie when they stand before you and try to cop that. It will not happen, because even right now, the heavens are declaring your glory. The firmament says God did this. So thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Thank you that you do all things well and you hold all things together according to the counsel of your good will. And we do pray for all the normal needs we have. Just Pastor Fred's children and Pastor Fred himself and his church and Steve and all of the people that are part of that ministry and the second church that is using it as well. We just thank you for this opportunity to double the money and double the effort. So thank you for that. We pray for Dave and Greg, and we thank you for them. We pray for all the people in Rumble. Oh my goodness, there's 20 people in Rumble, and I'm sure there are people in Dialpad, and we just thank you for those who are in X and Facebook, and we thank you for the people that will be coming in archives. We thank you for our Canadian blessing, Jerry and Bob and Ruth, and just the ones there, Lord, that are just our northern neighbors, and they don't have to do a nuclear thing to keep us from there. We're no danger to them, and they know that. But Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for sanity, and I thank you that right does win. Truth does win. It may take a fatal blow now and then and a brutal assault, but it has fallen in the street, but it's raising up. And I thank you for that. Truth prevails, and there is no way for it not to rise to the top. So thank you for watching over your word to perform it. Thank you that you began this work in the United States with a covenant to our Creator, and you will perform it until the day you come. And we just thank you, Spirit of the Living God. I do pray for Dove and his soon coming trip to India and Israel, and we just thank you that hopefully for at NRB he got a lot of support and financial backing, and we just pray that that was successful. And Lord, I'm going to close it because there's other people to pray, but thank you so much for Chaplain John being able to be here tonight. And we do say you are good all the time, and all the time you're good, and we give you glory, praise, and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, let's go, and we'll go in order here. Now, Sharon, hello, Sister Sharon.
Hello, Chaplain John. I'm so glad to hear your voice. It's the one thing I wanted to hear so bad tonight.
Well, are you sure it's my voice?
Yeah. Yes, I am sure.
I could talk now. I couldn't talk this morning at all. I could whisper. Sister Sharon, how did Friday go?
Oh, Friday went really well. We had a lot of people show up for prayer on Friday. We had a lot of people show up every day for prayer.
Well, I'm talking about your medical condition.
Oh, that got held off until Saturday. Everything, they couldn't do it till Saturday. And so far, so good. I guess it's like several layers of dressing there just to keep it going and stuff. And Bobby's able to help with in-between time dressing changes for the outer layers and stuff. So,
okay.
So far, so good.
All right. Okay, Mr. Sharon. All right, would you lead us in prayer? Now we're kind of focusing on the world situation.
Yeah. So, okay. That's going to make me laugh. Okay. Dear Father God, I just thank you so much to hear Chaplain John's voice tonight. It was such a reward to know that he made it to be able to come and pray with us. And as the title of this program tonight is Watch and Pray. That means that Chaplain John just needs to sit back and watch, and we will do the praying. And we will pray for him, and we'll pray for Abba Father International, and we will pray that this whatever Chaplain John has does not spread any further. And we do like to hear of what he's seeing as for the remedy. It's such a joy to hear. It all seems like it's quite simple stuff. A lot of it is simple. It's vitamins and minerals and that Manuka honey. And we just pray that he is able to always have a nice supply of all that stuff that he needs. And dear Father God, we just pray that, that he just continues to get better so that he will be able to start teaching and preaching to us again. And we hope, dear Father, that he will be blessed by everything that he is able to teach and preach. If we do hear what is happening and stuff around the world, and I know he is a good finder of information for everything that's going around the world. And there is just so much talk right now with the Ukrainian leader. And that's right. I never thought about the fact that he was poorly, even poorly dressed in the White House. It's a no-go. It's a no-go. If you're a man, you want to be in a suit and respect the Oval Office and stuff and just everything that's there at the White House and in Washington and in our country. We do not want any situations to evolve into another world war like before. But we want everybody to have food, water, shelter, and just to be warm and stuff. And you think of all the people back in the first two wars that weren't warm. They were out in the cold snow. And we just pray that we don't get into a situation like that again. And what we really want, dear Father God, is a good outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need the outpouring. Just to bless everybody, and just that everybody will pray for outpouring of the Holy Spirit, then we will be blessed by that happening. If we do need this right now in our country, the Southern. When I was a little kid, I had never dreamt of praying for anything like the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I am just so thrilled and happy that as I'm an elderly adult now, that I can pray for this. And I do want to have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit around all of my family and all the believers that I know, and we need to get more people in that line of believers, because I think it was what Kathy said, if we get one out of a billion, then the world will be saved, and so our country will be saved. So dear Father God, we just pray and pray and pray and be so happy that we can pray. And to pray for, again, for salvation and for outpouring of the Holy Spirit, just that we are just filled with your love, dear Father God, and that everybody knows that they are loved. And I think it's so important that we all pray for each other at this time right now. And in your name, dear Father God, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and now we have Brother Charles.
And Chaplain, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I got a sweet text from Sharia last night. I mean, Ray last night, and she was telling me about a praise report for Sharia, and I said she could tell I was stopped up, and I said Chaplain John is sick too. She always wants to know what's going on, and she said, "Yes, I know about Chaplain John. They announced it on Pastor Ernie's, and everybody's been praying for him." Aww. So that was so sweet.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't feel good and I could feel myself progressively getting worse Friday. And I called him in the afternoon, and I said, Pastor Ernie, I don't know if I'm going to be making it tonight. I said, I can really feel something coming on. And I was hitting the vitamin C and everything else. And about 20 minutes before the show, I said, no good, Pastor Ernie. I got to go to bed.
Well, they sure covered you.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, brother. Thank you, Sister Kathy. All right, Brother Charles.
All right, Chaplain. I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. I'm up at the hospital with my mom, but I'd be glad to pray.
Okay. Sure.
You there, Chap?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're waiting on
okay.
you.
Okay. Heavenly Father. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our country. Thank you for President Trump being elected, Lord. When I saw Zelensky, Lord, I see evil.
Amen.
I agree with Pastor Fred. I see demonic when he was sitting next to Trump, Lord. And I just pray that President Trump does not give in to the left, to the woke, and ends this war and does not give Ukraine more military aid just so this war can end, to sort of starve them all. And, Lord, I just pray for the protection of our country, and I pray that this Zelensky does not drag us into World War III. So you put President Trump in there for a reason, Lord. You heard the prayers of the remnant, and you gave us a reprieve with him. Kamala Harris would have been a disaster. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. And thank you for Chaplain John feeling better. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
So now we have Paula Jean, Sister Paula Jean.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joe.
Okay. Oh, what's the update on your mother, Brother Charles? Yeah, Charles, your mother, update?
She's still got the tubes draining fluid from her lungs. Okay. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Chaplain?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. She's still having fluid. Okay. She's still having fluid drain from her lungs. So she'll be here for a little while. She had that bad pneumonia and fluid built up in her lungs, and they had to go in and remove it. So.
Okay. All right.
And she's pretty weak. So I appreciate all the prayers.
Well, sounds
thank
like,
you, Jacqueline.
Okay. All right. Now we have Paula Jean. What are you doing, Paula Jean?
I'm unmuting myself.
I'm unmuting
yes.
you. I unmute you.
No, you muted me. I had unmuted me, and you muted me, so I had to unmute me again. We were doing a yo-yo dance.
Okay.
Anyway, Father God, we are here, and we're so grateful to have Chaplain John with us. And I am so grateful he has the best honey he could have for doing its work. And we were amazed and really grateful for how quickly the fever broke, Father God, because that meant that the fever had done the work you wanted it to do, and he was on his way to return. And Father God, so all along we've been praying and praising you for what you're doing on his behalf, but also giving him the wisdom to know what not to do when he needs the rest. So Heavenly Father, we are praying for this nation. We're praying actually for the world while we pray for our nation, because we choosing life in our nation right now. And I am so grateful that you have allowed us to receive a leader that supports life and not death, and supports stopping the wars instead of maintaining them indefinitely. And Father God, I also give thanks that you have inspired him to look into where the waste of funds the funds of the citizens have been going. And I thank you for shining your light into the many corners of darkness where things have gone unnoticed and without accountability, and that is being turned around, Father God. I do pray for that hedge of protection of the blood covenant of your Son, Father God, all that he paid for on the cross and even before the cross with the suffering. And I give thanks for the salvation that he came to bring to the lost, to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the captives who are willing to receive what he came to bring by repenting of sinful ways, sinful thoughts, and to submit to your hand, Father God, your pruning of the things that aren't of you off of us, Father God, and replacing that as we study your word and come together in fellowship and prayer, pruning off and replacing with your guidance, your word, your living word, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit, which he sent to abide within us after he returned to be with you. The plan is incredible, and your guidance is so close. And I pray that that guidance be, especially with John right now and with Nancy, that you keep her protected, Father God, from whatever this nonsense is that has come his way. He needs it to be gone. We pray against it. And we pray that every evil scheme and plan that is aimed at your leaders, the ones that are spreading the good news, Father God, reaching out for souls, to save lost souls, and their work is doing that, Father God. We're praying, Father God, that any evil scheme be turned right back to the source from whence it came and be gone in a brief second. Just be gone. In Jesus' name, by your power, Father God, and in your ways, and keep our servants of you protected. And the strength return to Chaplain John in every aspect where it's needed. And the provision for those that are doing your work for this ministry and through this ministry out in the field and here in the United States, Father God, there are many asking for the brochures that he has written and published that help so many people. We do pray for the provision to have many people inspired to come forward with the funds needed, especially for the people that are going to go out in mission work and those that are already working in other countries, Father God. Protection over those who are in the foreign countries, because so often there are uprisings. They need to be protected so that they don't have to constantly have to go after things that have been stolen. And it's just, we thank you so much that evangelist John was returned to his family safely. That is such a thing we're praising you for. But I also really would love to have the electronic things that were stolen be discovered and returned back to Zephaniah and the church for restarting their church. It's a big vision to reach out to the people in Makar Kayaba, and that vision is still very much alive, Father. And I pray that in Jesus' name. And I pray that you be glorified every day by each and every one of us, whether we're flat on our back, halfway sitting up and able to reach out and do things from a chair, or able to do a lot of running around and taking care of connecting with people and bringing your love to those who need it. I pray continue protection over Pastor Fred and healing of Katie, Father God, and all of the other blessings that are needed by your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Is this Gigi and Randy by any chance?
Yes. Good evening. Nice to hear your voice, John.
Thank you. You sure it's me?
Yeah, positive.
Okay. Thank you. You're up for prayer.
Right. But is there, I mean, obviously besides you and our country and Israel, is there anything else you'd like me to pray for?
Well, I'm if my voice will carry me there, Wednesday I'll be teaching Revelation. And then Jamil did call me today, and I didn't do any talking. I did listening, but there's a big stir in Pakistan about the meetings. Big stir. That's having a rippling effect, what I taught in Islamabad. So it's a big deal. It's sending out like little earthquakes spiritually across Pakistan. He's really excited about it.
That's wonderful. That's a big answer to our prayers, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like I kind of forget it because, like, I'm not there and I'm not in daily contact with him. So I go to the event and I speak and I get some feedback from him and this and that. Next thing you know, I get a call like today. He's all excited about some big stirring taking place there in Pakistan.
That's really awesome. Okay, so I'll pray about that. And have you heard from Pastor Zephaniah at all?
No.
Okay, all right. And we totally agree with Pastor Fred. That was very demonic what happened, and you could see
yeah,
it.
Yeah. And I like. President Trump said next time he comes to the White House, he must wear a suit.
Right.
That's humbling him. He needs to be humbled.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really a lesson for the church. I mean, your attire before authority is indicative. So when you go before a king, like in ancient times, you go before a president in these times, you always go kind of in nice attire, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. So I see the same thing going to church.
I agree.
It doesn't have to
agree.
Be. It has to be nice attire because it's an honoring the Lord.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Gigi. Please.
Okay. Lord, first of all, we just praise you. We praise you for your word. And it says that this world is passing away, but your word endures forever. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the revelation of your word to us when we are reading the Bible through the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you can actually convict us for our benefit so that we can turn around and change or consider what was going on and what we could do to do things differently. So I thank you for that. I thank you for all the daily benefits that you give to each one of us. We are eternally grateful for that. And Lord, we are looking forward to you reigning and ruling the nations with a rod of iron. And it's so interesting to watch the nations now. And we see very clearly why they have to be ruled with a rod of iron. And so, Lord, we just want to lift up your word and your prophecies in the scripture. And thank you, thank you, thank you that we know what is coming. And even though it might be difficult just prior to that time, we also know that you have answered so many of our prayers. And so we want to thank you for this move in Pakistan. It's greater than anything that we prayed for, but you have heard all of our collective prayers, including the churches in Pakistan. So we pray that you would bless that, and that movement would be non-stoppable, and that it would reach out into sectors of their society that have never been reached before. We thank you for these women that they came there. I don't think they expected that, but they went away with salvation and being motivated. So we thank you, Lord, that it is your spirit that does the work there. We're faithful to pray. We're faithful to obey. But you are always faithful so that you bring about the conclusions that you want. So we just want to thank you and praise you for that. I also want to lift up Evangelist John and the whole church and his family, Lord, and we're praying that you would heal their broken hearts, restore them, and we're asking you for healing because this must have been a terrible thing to have gone through. So we're just praying for mercy on them, Lord. We just thank you. That was a miracle. And I want to pray for those police, excuse me, that those police found Evangelist John and rescued him. We pray that they would come to Christ and their families. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut it short because I'm having, you know, we've got this in the infection.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, in the jaw. So I'm sorry. I want to pray, but I'm going to end up coughing the whole time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Gigi.
Okay.
I'm starting to cough, too. So, and then we have Sister Rita. Hello, Sister Rita.
Good evening, Chaplain John, and it's so good to hear your voice. I have missed you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's so nice.
Okay, so good to hear you. I'm so glad to hear you. Okay. I'll go ahead and start to pray. Father, I thank you for today that you've given to me and how you kept me safe today, Father. And thank you for my life, for my health, for the water I've drank today and the food I have eaten. I thank you, Father, for all that you have given to me and how you have blessed me, not only materialistically, Father, but spiritually, which matters more than anything, Father. Thank you for all that you have given to me. Father, I pray for peace for Ukraine and Russia. I pray that you would stop Lewinsky, Father, from continuing to push Ukraine and Russia into war. Change his hard heart and remove his stiff neck. And he has, Father, his attitude at that meeting with Trump has put him on a bad footing with the United States. And it's his fault, not Trump's fault, his fault. And Father, I pray that you will give Trump, that you would direct him to continue to direct Trump in trying to lead Russia and Ukraine down a road of peace, and protect President Trump, Father, from people that that are trying to do him harm. Strengthen him, his body, his heart, and encourage him and comfort him, Father. And I pray that that you would also strengthen and encourage his wife. And I ask that Melania will be a good helpmate to President Trump. And I ask for the salvation, Father, of J.D. Vance and his wife, that they will come to know to the saving knowledge of your Son. And I also pray, Father, that you will protect him also from the evil men and women that wants to do him harm. I pray, Father, and I give you thanks, Father, how you have killed Chaplain John, and I ask that you will continue to heal Chaplain John, and that you will strengthen his body, encourage him, and comfort his heart, Father. And I give you thanks, Father, for how you have healed Nancy and how you are continuing to heal Nancy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And also strengthen her and encourage her and help her strengthen her more now, Father, because she probably has to take care of Chaplain John. And so strengthen that leg and heal that leg, Father. I pray for the United States, Father. I pray that President Trump would lead America down the path that you want, that you, Father, want President Trump to take America. I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. I pray that you would forgive America and heal America. I also pray, Father, for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And I pray that you will heal. I pray for peace for Israel. And I pray, Father, that you will, protect the IDF, and that the men, the young women and men in the IDF will come to the saving knowledge of your Son. And I also pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu, that you would bless him, and that you would guide and direct him, Father, in the path that you want him to take. And that, and I pray, Father, that he knows your Son as a Savior, and that he loves your Son as a Savior, Father. This is what I really am, that is very important, Father. Nothing else counts in life, really. Only what really counts in life is how, what position a person stands for you, Father. I pray, and I also pray for his wife, that she will come to the saving knowledge of your Son, Father. And I pray for Pastor Fred, that you would bless him, strengthen him, and encourage him. And that you would bless this church, Father, that it would be a lighthouse in the community where it is, and that you would also, Father, I pray for Katie, that you would heal Katie, and strengthen her, and encourage her, Father. And Father, I pray for everyone that is online tonight, in X, in Facebook, Rumble, and Dial Tab, that you would bless each and every one of us, Father, and that you would strengthen and encourage each and every one of us. For I pray this in the name of my Lord, my Savior, and my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wonderful prayer. Wonderful prayer. And we have Suzanne here. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh, hi, Chaplain John. You're talking. Are you in pain talking?
No, I was this morning.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're being able to speak without pain. That's wonderful.
Yes.
So I can pray.
Yes.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for all of your tender mercies and the fact that your loving kindness endures forever. Father, we just come to you and know that we are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in this body that is just mere dust. And we just thank you that any health, any functioning of the body, Father, that it works. And the way that we are praying, Lord God, for Chaplain John, that this infirmity that has come upon him, and we are believing that it's brief, Lord, that it'll as quickly as it came, that it'll quickly go. And we just thank you that his immune system and Nancy's as well will work there'll be great strength in their immune system, Father, because we depend on you to put a covering over us as we go about and are with people or are just even in our home, all the things flying around, the germs, the things in food, the things in the air. Father, we're asking for your hand of protection and the blood of the everlasting covenant be a covering over us because of your wonderful work that you did on the cross and the salvation that you gave for us, Lord God. And I pray, Father, for a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, just as you mightily worked in the life of Esther, and then when she became Queen Esther, and she had such amazing timing of receiving your grace, of knowing when to speak, when to not speak, when to go forth, when to not go forth. And you just mightily worked in her life and in Mordecai's life to bring about great protection and a covering for the Jewish people. Thank you for how you did that, Lord God. And we just are amazed at your mighty hand. And we are asking for the same thing for all of us, Father, that we would walk in your spirit, not in the flesh, and be able to hear from you and only do what you say, only speak what you say, and have the same wonderful timing of how to bring forth your word of salvation and healing of broken hearts to people. Thank you for your mighty work. We pray, God, for all of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that you will keep them from the evil one, and that we fear only you and not man. And we just give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Oh, and Lord, I do pray for Gigi right now and Randy because she couldn't stay on. Father, we just pray that this infection in her, these infections in her jaw and what plagues Randy as well, Father, that she would be restored and the removal of all of these contaminants and toxins out of their body in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, God, for that coughing to stop and for her there to be great renewal. And we just thank you, Father, and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Great to hear from you. Thank you for calling in again and praying.
You're welcome.
God bless you. All right, Pastor Fred.
Yeah. It's wonderful praying.
Yes, we made the rounds and we're back to you.
Okay. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Surely there is no other God but you. And if there be in our hearts and in our lives any kind of little God, we rebuke them and destroy them in the name of Jesus, that we might trust you and give you our all, that we might understand that you have given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who has given to us salvation. He is the one who suffered and died for us and has given to us freedom from our sin and from our sickness, from our sorrow, from our pain, from our afflictions. He is the one who brings to us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. These are the spirits that you place within us, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you that we can receive them from you. We thank you for each prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the maturity of God's people, the wonderful prayers. And Lord, continue to raise John up and allow his voice to be resonant again. But yet, Lord, you have these seasons for us to take a break or to take a rest. Give John wisdom on this and allow him to understand and know that everything is in your timing and in your work. We praise you, Father, what you're doing through Abba Father's fellowship. We thank you that you're protecting, that you're leading, that you're guiding, and that you're providing. We bless you, Lord. And thank you for John and for his life.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we say, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, Pastor Fred, amen, amen. Okay, we'll go down.
All right, get to sleep now.
Okay, Pastor Fred. Hold on. Father, we thank you so much for Pastor Fred, Lord. We're asking that you continue to bless him and the church. Anoint him with your word there for edification when he teaches and preaches, Lord. We're asking for great blessings on Thursday night. Lord, we're asking you give him insights from the news that we need to focus on prayer. Bless him in everything he does. And Lord, we're asking blessings on Katie, Lord. Please, Lord, in Jesus' name, have mercy and touch her in a mighty way, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're about done, John. I think you're about done.
Pastor Fred, join Rumble.
Okay, that's what I got to do. How do I join Rumble? Is it a boxing match or something or what?
Sister Kathy, tell them how to join them.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's been so long ago. I think you put rumble.com or then you have to sign your name in and then you just get where it comes on MCTV videos.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give it a go. That's what I need to do.
Okay.
I just need to be trained in these things. Thank you so much, John. Lord bless.
All right.
Bye now.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I'm kind of running out of gas. So,
well, praise the Lord. God bless you.
So, Sister Kathy, could you take charge here?
Well, do you want to just, it's 10:13, you want to just close it on down?
Well, that's fine, hold on. Sister Sharon, do you have anything more you want to pray about?
No, I think everybody covered prayer quite nicely. And I think that our prayer is right now that you go lay down and get some rest.
Okay. Thank you. Paula Jean, do you have anything you want to pray about?
Oh, I just pray that the good Lord be bountifully delivering blessings to you and your wife, that there be joy in your spirit and your soul amidst all of the nonsense that's being healed, and that you find good rest tonight, that the sleep be, you know, sounder than you might expect it to be, and that be through his mercy, his grace, and his healing touch, and that the good Lord find himself glorified because our hearts are in gratitude to him, and just to continue to do the good work that he always does, and to guide us throughout the day and the night when we awake as to what he would have us be doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have Rita. Rita, anything in closing?
No, I have nothing more to pray. I'm just giving praise to the Lord God that you were able to come on tonight. So
okay.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, Wednesday, I'm taking Nancy for a measurement because as a result of her hip, the left foot is shorter than the right foot. So I'm taking her Wednesday to get a special insert to make up for that difference. I don't know how much it is. We'll find out Wednesday. So that's wonderful because right now she's got like a little hitch when she walks. But no pain, no pain whatsoever. She's got that hitch when she walks. Amazing. It's absolutely amazing what God has done with her. So, Suzanne, anything in closing?
Yes, I just wanted to say that I'm going to pray quickly. But my son, who's almost 45, when he was maybe about 17 or 18, it was discovered that he had a fusion in his spine, so that maybe it was like the L4 and 3 and 4 anyway. But it meant that one leg was shorter than the other. And ever since then, he's always worn an insert, and it just works just fine. Periodically, right. He has to get new inserts, but it solved the problem.
You know what happened to Nancy, right?
I know she had fallen or broken.
She broke her hip.
And then was healed.
Right. The day before the operation, she was prayed over. And then she felt no pain whatsoever. So we had the doctor check her before the operation. And he moved her leg around twice, and he said she should be screaming in pain. Mm. He said, I won't operate on her if she's not in pain. So I told the doctor she was prayed over in the name of Jesus, and Jesus healed her. So the doctor said to me, you know, I've heard of things happening like that, but this is the first time it ever happened to me.
Aw, that's so wonderful.
So last week we went in for the visit, and that's when he authorized her to go for the shoe. And he said to her, my rare one in a million patient. That's how we referred to her.
That's really, we need more of those, right, Chaplain
amen.
John?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for how you intervened for Nancy, and that the shoe special insert thingy will just be such a blessing and work out so well for her, so that she will be balanced when she walks. And Lord, I do also just quickly want to pray for Charles's mother, and as she is recuperating and continues to
work out for them. They have wisdom of her healing. We pray, Lord God, that she'll be able to get rest, and that Charles will. You are his strength and the lifter of his head. So we just give you the praise. And lastly, Lord, I just want to thank you for the ministry that you gave Chaplain John. That I just kind of feel like there isn't anything else like it. There might be, but where else for all these gazillion years people have been able to just continuously be together in prayer and learning and all of that. And so, Father, we just give you the praise that it's a bit of the taste of heaven. So we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for the nice comment. Thank you. All right. God bless everybody. We'll see. Sister Kathy, we'll see how my throat is in the morning. It's been very raw in the morning. So if it's okay.
Okay, so you won't be going to prayer.
Well, I'll see how I am in the morning.
Okay.
I'll see how I am.
Sounds great.
All right, God bless you, and thank you for everybody that's out there watching. Hey, Sister Kathy and everybody, notice we had no interference.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about it.
Yes.
Started up like a charm.
What happened was I went to OBS and it said new update.
Mm.
New update.
Oh.
So wow. I think that's what did it.
That's yeah, great.
I have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. God bless you. Now. I got the
gas.
I'm almost out of gas. I'm on empty. The tank's on empty.
Bless his heart.
Receive a trickle through the night and be full in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God of burning, cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift today we claim.
Send the fire.
Hear our cry.